I will now tell you how I built my ARC. Cashflow 101, my patented board game, not only teaches the basics of financial literacy, but the educational game also points out the four different levels of investing found in the real world. In building our ARC, Kim and I simply followed the real-life investment plan found in the game itself. On the Cashflow game board are found small deal investment cards and big deal investment cards. When most investors start out, they usually start out with small deals, which I consider the first level of investing. In real life, in the early 1970s, I purchased my first piece of investment real estate. It was an $18,000 condominium on the island of Maui. Even though I did not have much money, I was able to buy three of those $18,000 condominiums, raising investor money for the down payment. I then sold them for $48,000 in less than a year, netting me nearly $90,000, which was split between myself and my investors. From then on, I was hooked on learning to become a better investor. Today, I continue to do a few small deals. Once a cash flow player has made some money from investing in small deals, he or she is now ready to take on bigger deals, which I consider to be the second level of investing. Kim and I did this in real life. After we had purchased 12 small properties, we were ready to sell them through a tax-deferred 1031 exchange, which means we did not have to pay the capital gains tax that stock investors often have to pay. After we sold our 12 small deals, we were ready to move on to bigger deals. With the proceeds from those small deals, we purchased two larger apartment houses and were able to retire in 1994. In other words, it took Kim and me less than 5 years to move from small deals to big deals and retire. After we retired, we began looking for other big deals. The following are two more examples of other types of big deals. A. Preps. Kim and I like to invest in private real estate partnerships, or what we call preps. No one else calls them that. It is simply a code name we gave to this form of real estate investing. A prep is more often called a real estate syndication and is simply a private partnership that is formed to buy a large real estate investment. The following is an example of a prep. In an earlier book, I wrote about wanting to buy a new Porsche for $50,000. Instead of wasting my money on the Porsche, Kim and I pooled our money with 9 other investors, raising $500,000 equity, and purchased a mini storage warehouse with the mortgage financing coming from a bank. That warehouse paid each partner approximately $1,000 to $1,400 a month in cash flow. Kim and I used our checks to make the monthly payments for the Porsche. After 3 years, the mini storage warehouse was refinanced. We then got our initial $50,000 back, which we reinvested in another prep. And we continue to receive our monthly cash flow, which has grown to approximately $2,000 a month since the rents went up. If the property were sold today, we would stand to make an additional $100,000 to $200,000 from capital gains, and I still have the Porsche. This is an example of an asset buying our liability and helping us with our early retirement. Since we no longer have any money in the investment and we still receive our $2,000 a month, what is our new return on investment, or ROI? Infinite. Kim and I invest in one or two of these types of preps per year. Our average returns are 15 to 25% cash on cash returns, plus the offsetting depreciation deductions, which are not really losses, but really phantom cash flow. This can easily put our returns in the 50% or more range. Try doing that with most mutual funds. We like these investments because the risk is shared. We use our banker's money, the investment is secured to real estate, we receive monthly cash flow, there is a strong potential for capital gains if the property goes up in value, the income is tax-advantaged, and the capital gains are tax-advantaged at the time of sale. Most stocks and mutual funds do not offer such tax advantages, steady cash flow, or security. The latest prep Kim and I invested in was a 240-unit apartment building that pays a 15% tax-advantaged return, which is comparable to a 30% taxable return with capital gains potential. We are in this partnership with 3 other investors. But best of all, in a little over 3 years, we will have all of our initial investment back. We will still own the property, still receive the monthly cash flow, and then be able to go out and use the same initial investment money to do it all again on another property. B. Triple net lease real estate. A similar big deal, but slightly different investment, is called a triple net lease. Kim and I like these investments for many reasons. The reasons are: 1. Triple net lease investments are often in excellent commercial locations, such as a street corner of a busy intersection. 2. The tenant is often a public company such as a major drugstore, fast food franchise, or national retail chain. That means the cash flow is often very steady and secure. 3. The tenant is responsible for everything. Triple net means that in addition to their lease payment, the tenant pays for the maintenance of the building, the insurance, the taxes, and structural repairs. For those who hate the idea of managing and maintaining real estate, these triple net investments are the best. The problem is, these investments require a rich investor. While the steady cash flow is excellent, the risk is low and the tax advantages are great. The main reason Kim and I invest in such properties is primarily to own the land at the corner of the intersection. Once the lease is up in 15 to 20 years, that piece of corner land at the busy intersection should have increased tremendously in value. A friend of mine recently took an early retirement and cashed in his 401k with $3 million in it prior to the crash of 2000. He took $1 million and purchased a publicly traded famous hamburger franchise, triple net lease property. He did not take out a loan. He simply paid the $1 million price and retired. His $1 million investment pays an 8.5% annual return, which means he receives approximately $85,000 a year tax-advantaged cash flow, which increases every 5 years. In other words, his 8.5% tax-advantaged return is similar to receiving a 17% return from the stock market each and every year. The difference is, because he can count on this money regardless of whether the stock market goes up or down, he sleeps well. Each month, the money is wired to his bank account for 20 years, and at the end of 20 years, he owns a great piece of real estate which he can pass on to his children and grandchildren. While 8.5% is not a great return to me, for him it is a smart and secure return.